A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome God. We bless Him. We worship Him. We honor Him. What a demonstration of love towards the one who created us. Amen. He is awesome. We thank Him. We bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads even as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all other names, we want to thank You this afternoon. We give You praise. We give You glory. We honor You. We adore You. We magnify Your name and we lift You up on higher because You are God. Thank You for reminding us, O God, that indeed You are God in our lives. Thank You for the demonstration of Your love that has been shown, O God, even in this house today. Right, O my Lord, from the opening prayer to the drama and to all the things our children have spoken concerning how much they love, O God, their mothers. We are grateful. We want to thank You that even, O God, as we enter into a time of listening to Your word, we pray that, Lord, You will help us, O God, to fully understand what You are saying unto us. I just pray and I just ask, O God, that even as I minister unto Your people, thank You that, Lord, yes, Father, You have given me the tongue of a ready writer, that I will speak expressly of the things, O God, You have in store for us today. At the end, O my Lord, of this service, all of us will say, surely we have been blessed of the Lord. We give You praise, we give You glory. Even, O God, as we celebrate motherhood, as we celebrate womanhood, Lord, we pray that our joy today shall be full. Amen. We give You praise, we give You glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We give Him praise, we give Him glory. Before I start, I am just checking with the media team. Yes, they are indicating that they are ready. We have a small video that was sent by one of our daddies in the house, our elder Bode, this morning, and I thought it's wonderful for us to watch this together. Just a 3 minutes clip, so be blessed as you watch. Amen. Amen.
Just give me 1 second. Thank
sure.
You. Sorry. Uh-huh. Hey. 2 minutes. Thank you. Hi, good afternoon. Sorry about
hey,
that.
Oi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Have you ever done one of these interviews over the camera before?
No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the job to get started with. It's not just a job. It's sort of probably the most important job. The title that we have going right now is Director of Operations, but it's really kind of so much more than that. Responsibilities and requirements are really quite extensive. First category for the requirements would be mobility. This job requires that you must be able to work standing up most or really all of the time, constantly on your feet, constantly bending over, constantly exerting yourself, a high level of stamina.
Okay.
That's a lot. For how many hours?
135 hours to unlimited hours a week. It's basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sure you'll have a chance from time to time to maybe just sit down here and there, yeah?
You mean like a break?
Yeah.
No, there are no breaks available.
Is that even legal?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like no lunch?
You can have lunch, but only when the associate is done eating their lunch.
I think that's a little intense.
No.
Not possible.
That's crazy.
Now, this position requires excellent negotiation and interpersonal skill. We're really looking for someone that might have a degree in medicine, in finance, and the culinary arts. You must be able to wear several hats. Associate needs constant attention. Sometimes they have to stay up with an associate throughout the night. Being able to work in a chaotic environment, if you had a life, we'd ask you to sort of give that life up. No vacations. In fact, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and holidays, the workload is going to go up, and we demand that. With a happy disposition.
That's almost cruel. That's almost a very, very sick, twisted joke.
Worried about when there's time to sleep or...
Oh, no time to sleep.
Yeah, all-encompassing, almost.
That's exactly right.
365 days a year?
Yes.
No, that's inhumane.
That's very insane.
The meaningful connections that you make and the feeling that you get from really helping your associate are immeasurable. Also, let's cover the salary. The position is going to pay absolutely nothing.
Excuse me?
No. Nobody's doing that for free.
Yeah, pro bono. Completely for free.
No.
What if I told you there's someone that actually currently holds this position right now? Billions of people, actually.
Who?
Moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moms.
That's awesome.
Oh!
And they meet every requirement, don't
wow.
they?
Oh my god. Moms are the best!
Yeah, there's no pay. They're 24 hours, they're always there.
Now I'm thinking about my mom.
Yeah, and what are you thinking about her?
I'm thinking about all those nights and everything.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I know it doesn't seem like I appreciate all of it, but I definitely do.
So, Mom, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done. I love you very much. You've been there through thick and thin.
Amen. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house, all the women. We celebrate you. We salute you. That's very true. That's very typical of a mother. The kind of things that they do, some of the times when you look at it, you just say, wow, where do they get all this strength from? That kind of strength cannot be given by any man, but it is given by God. Hallelujah. Every human being that you see upon this planet Earth, they have got a mother somewhere. Yes. Hallelujah. And we want to appreciate and thank God for all our mothers. Let's give them a clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. I take this opportunity to thank the Lord God Almighty for this opportunity to stand before you this afternoon to share some few things with you. I take this opportunity as well to appreciate our senior pastor, our mommy in the house. Pastor Dupe, thank you, ma. We bless God for your life. We don't take it lightly to always be given this opportunity to stand before here, to share to the people that God has entrusted in your hands. We are grateful. I want to thank the leaders of the women in the house, women of excellence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mami Mercy and Sister Bola. I know you have been running behind the scene to make these things to happen. And all the women of excellence, thank you very much and God bless you. To all the men who are here, all the children, we celebrate our mothers. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Right, I'm just going to share some few things with you this afternoon. For me, motherhood, womanhood, it means so much to me because I came from a family with a woman who raised 12 of us. Wow. In the family. Wow. I'm not talking of my dad had three wives. So, you know, all together we are 12. But I'm talking of a woman who was married as a teenage, and she had all of us before she reached the age of 40. So when it comes to motherhood, it touches my heart. Every time when sometimes I'm picking Adasa from school, and every time I've seen this happening, most of the times, as soon as we are driving back home, she always asks me, is mommy home? And I say, when I say, yes, mommy's at home, she will be so happy. And I say, oh, is there something that you want? She say, no, I just want her to be in the house. Amen. So your presence The fact that you are just there, it means so much to us. And we are so grateful to God for the things that you do in our lives.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 2. I'm going to pick some few characters in the Word of God to just share together. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15 verse 4 that these things that were written aforetime, they were written for our own learning.
Yes.
That we, through patience and comfort of the Holy Scriptures, we might have hope.
Amen.
So all the examples that God gave unto us in His Word, they are for our own learning. They are there to comfort us. They are there that each and every day, as we live our lives, we live our lives with expectation. We live our lives with hope.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
In Exodus chapter 2, the Bible says, "And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a godly child, she hid him 3 months." And all of us, because of time, I will not have time to go through all, but I know all of us, we know that this son, his name was Moses. The mother of this son, her name was Jochebed. And Amram was the dad. In Exodus chapter 6, from verse 20, the Bible tells us so. So we see here a woman who was full of courage, a woman who was full of determination, a woman who could not just give up.
Amen.
People of God, there were so many sons who were born during the time of Moses, but majority of them, they died. Because the mothers, they couldn't, some of them, because of the law, actually, of the land. The law said any Hebrew child who was born during that time in the land of Egypt, they have to be killed. Why? Because they were suspecting that if we leave them, one day they will rise up and they will take over authority from us. So they set this up to make sure that any child from the Hebrew nationality, whoever was born, any one who was a male child, they have to die. But we see here a woman who stood and opposed the day to day, the things that, you know, no one would dare to do that. Because you know your life is already in danger. You know that if I am to do this, then my life is finished. But you know what? This woman decided to stand and to say, because he's a goodly child, I will keep him.
Amen.
God endowed this woman with wisdom and strength. The Bible records in the book of Proverbs 31, where it speaks of the virtuous woman. The Bible says that wisdom and strength, they are her clothing. God gave this woman wisdom and strength to be able to keep Moses in the midst of opposition. She created a basket that, you know, could float on top of water. And she will keep this child. I think
It's not recorded in the word of God, but I think she will keep this child during the day, and at night she will make sure that, you know, the child has picked. And you know what? You see the sister there as well, Miriam, looking after Moses from a distance. Anytime, whenever the child was placed in the river, Miriam would be watching over the brother. People of God, this was not an easy task to do. But the mom of Moses, she was determined that this child will live. We are here today to appreciate our mothers, to appreciate everyone who is called a woman. That all these kind of things they go through, from the time when a child is born, there are so many things that women go through. But you know what? They don't give up on you. They don't give up on me. For us to be able to stand today to speak of motherhood, it is because they kept us. It is because they endured so many difficulties, so many challenges. As we are mentioning of the mother of Moses here, she went through so many things. Our mothers, they go through so many things. Our women, they go through so many things. But in it all, they say, no, I will make sure that this child is kept. I will make sure that even they deny the joy and the pleasure of the time for that moment, to make sure that the child goes through. We have seen different women all over the world, some of them that sacrifice the very best that they have for their children, to make sure that all is well with them. Sometimes I wonder and I say, God, open our eyes that we may fully appreciate and thank our mothers. Because people of God, it is not an easy thing. Right from the time when a child is born, the mother is there. The time when the child, you know, with all the immunization that they have to go through with childhood, the mother is there. The time when the child begins to walk, the mother is there. The time when they are to go to school, the mother is there. The time they are go to university, the time they are to progress in their career, the time they are to get married, the mother is there. The time the grandchildren are born, the mother is there. She does not give up. She is always there for her children. She is always there. We are talking not only of mothers who have given birth physically, but we are also talking of mothers who have raised spiritual children. We are talking of mothers who have adopted children that they did not even give birth to. But they have made sure that those children, they will progress. Coming back to our story of the mother of Moses. You see, this woman, she did not give up, and God was with her. God helped Jacob to be able to raise up Moses in the way of the Lord. The Bible records, even in the book that records about, you know, men and women of faith, that Moses refused in Hebrews chapter 11. He refused to be associated with Pharaoh's, fantasies and all that. You know, he was a prince. He was a prince. But he rejected all those things and he decided to be associated with his people. Where did he get all this information from? I believe strongly in my heart that every time when the mother was raising him, the mom will remind him again and again that you belong, you are a Jewish. You are a Jewish. You belong to this community. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. This is the way of the Lord. Looking back in our lives, and we look back up concerning Christianity, five of the books in this word of God, they were written by this man that the mother refused, the mother rejected that this man cannot be killed. Moses, the man of God, she raised a general. Jacob actually raised a general, a man who was able to write the first five books of the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, that we can look back today and say, yes, this is what God did. This is a woman who raised Aaron, the man that, you know, the whole Levi's family, the family of the priests in the house of God. This is a man that this woman raised up. We can talk of the prophetess Miriam. She was a prophetess. The Bible records, so in the book of Exodus chapter 15. Let's open Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15 verse 20. The Bible says, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. They danced before the Lord after the crossing of the Red Sea. She was a prophetess. So she raised three generals that we can look back and say, yes, there is a story to be told here. There is something to look back and say, yes, God used this woman, that we can stand here today and testify to the goodness of Jehovah. He was a man who did not give up all the way he led the children of Israel. We can see that he was a general. We can see that, yes, indeed, there was a mother who laid a foundation in the life of this man, that he did not depart from the way of the Lord. The Bible says, train up a child the way he should go, that when he is old, when she is old, she will not depart out of it. And we are appreciating and thanking God today for our mothers. We are thanking and appreciating God for our godly mothers who are able to raise up children in the admonition and the way of the Lord. Hallelujah to his name. We want to thank him. We want to thank God for women who are bold, who are courageous, women who do not give up, women who will stand and say, yes, because I believe and I know God is able. Yes, indeed, God will see them through. We move on to some of the characters in the Word of God, and we want to talk of Hannah. We want to talk of Anna. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 1, we see a woman by the name Hannah. And this woman, her desire, I know there are so many mothers here, and I know there are so many women here, and I know you have got so many desires in your heart. I know there are things that you are believing and trusting God for. I want to thank God today, because I know you have believed that God who does not lie. You have believed that God who is ever true. And because you have believed him, see yourself achieving those things. See yourself receiving your testimonies. See yourself celebrating and rejoicing, because God who did it for Hannah, he will also do it for you. As we celebrate you today, because so far you have demonstrated unto us that you are so kind. You have demonstrated unto us that you are full of faith. You have demonstrated unto us that you are prayerful women. And for that, we thank God. We celebrate you today. But I want to say this to you today. It's not yet over. Amen. Carry on with the journey. Yes, Lord. Until that very day when the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up on God. He is your master. He is your savior. And he will see you through. Amen. That same God who saw Hannah through, he is able to do it for you. He will also see you through. Don't be in a crying kind of a phase. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy always cometh in the morning. The Bible records in Jeremiah 31, we see the Bible says, and a voice in Ramah was heard, Rachel weeping for her children. And she refused to be comforted because her children were no more. But the word of God came back to her and said, no, weep no more. Weep not. Weep not. Hallelujah. Don't weep. Okay, before we continue, in 1 Samuel, can someone open for me, please? Jeremiah chapter 31. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you see that place where I was just speaking about, can you please read for me? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I will read. Verse 15. Thus said the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus said the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears. For your works, they shall be rewarded, said the Lord. Amen. They shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, said the Lord. Your children shall come again to their own border. This was a situation where children of Israel had been in the land of bondage for many years, in exile, in Babylon, in different places, scattered all over the world. But the Lord was giving a word here. There are mothers who are here say, oh yes, I know they are talking of motherhood. I'm not saying everything has been rosy in every family. I know there are other children who are here who will say, I will never speak again to that woman. But I pray today that there will be forgiveness. Our sister will lead this prayer this morning. She was saying, any kind of unforgiveness, be it in any heart who is here. You know, it is the command of the Lord, my brother, my sister, for us to honor our parents. Yes. It is the commandment of the Lord. Why? That it may go well with all of us. Honor your mother and your father. That it may be well with you. That it may be well with me. So it's not about, oh, after all these kind of things that they have done to me. It's in both hands. Whether it is the mother who say, concerning that child, forget about it. I do not even want to hear anything about them. Or it is vice versa. But I want to pray, and I ask the Lord of heaven today, that God will give us forgiving hearts today. That God will help us. If there have been any kind of opposition in any family, be it your spiritual mother, be it your biological mother, be anyone that you look unto and you say, mother, I pray today that you will ask for forgiveness. I pray today that if there have been any, no matter how difficult it is, I pray today that God will give you the power, God will give you the boldness to be able to go and say, I am sorry. To be able to say, yes, I want to mend things. Because I know that if I do not do these things, things will not be well with me. The Lord was reminding us here. That yes, even if it means your children, they have gone to different places, they have been out scattered everywhere. You say, God, I've been praying concerning these children. I've been calling upon your name concerning my spiritual children. But it looks like the more I call upon your name, the more they are going astray. The more they are even moving away from me. But the Lord said, weep not. Amen. Why? Because your work, in verse 16, your work will be rewarded. The Lord said, again, your children will come back from the land where they have gone. In those very places where they have scattered everywhere. We see even the prodigal son. The Bible says the prodigal son returned back to his home. So, my brother, my sister, we are here to celebrate our mothers today. And I am saying, don't be discouraged. I am saying your work will be rewarded. I am saying we thank God for the things our mothers have already done. Because we know there is a reward for it. We know God is with them. Those who are here with us, those who are in different parts of this world, we want to thank God for their lives. And for every woman who is here, yes, you are still not a mother. But I know because you are a woman, God has put that already in you. You see, in the Bible records in the book of Proverbs 31 concerning kindness. That, you know, what did the Bible say about the kindness? It says that it is a law, kindness, concerning this woman. Let's open the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31, if you see there where the Bible talks of kindness, can you read for me, please? Hallelujah. If there's someone who has a mic, please, so that we can quickly do this together. Anyone? Yes, ma'am. Can you read for me, please? I think it's from verse 25, 26, 27, somewhere there.
She makes, that's verse 24, she makes fine linen.
Amen.
And sells it and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength Amen. And honor are her clothing.
Amen.
And she shall rejoice in time to come.
Hallelujah.
She opens her mouth with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Amen. In her mouth is the law of kindness. So I know you are still a woman, and I know you will be a mother. Amen. But you know what? God has put this kind of compassion and kindness in you that men do not understand. Sometimes they look at you. You are people who do not give up so easily. You are women who, you are people who, whom God has just endowed with kindness and compassion, that you are always willing to help. Even when everyone is so tired and everyone is saying, you know what, I better just leave this thing. Mothers are there. They are there for their children to give emotional, what did they say? Emotional support to make sure that things are well in the home. Amen. Hallelujah. God help us today. We have many things to cover, but we want to thank him for where, how far he has brought us. Let's go back to our story in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. We are talking here of a mother called Hannah. Her desire was to have children, but she did not have. And the Bible records that she looked unto the Lord. The husband had another wife who was really having many, many children. But concerning Hannah, she did not have. In verse 5, but unto Hannah he gave her a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut her womb. And year after year, they will go, you know, to a place where they will worship the Lord. And concerning Hannah, she did not have children. But you know what? There is one thing that she did. The Bible says in verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me and not forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man child. She was very specific. She was very specific concerning the things she wanted the Lord to bless her with. And you know what, people of God? God answered her prayer. The amazing part of the whole thing concerning the life of Hannah that I was looking at, and I say, you know what? Eli was a priest, but Hannah did not put her trust in Eli. She did not. She knew that yes, he was the priest. She knew that yes, everything you go through him. But you know what? There are some things that are so challenging that even we as human beings, we are not able to help. Everything. Everything we cannot help. But God is the one who is able to help you even more than what you can ever think, ask, or imagine. And this is what happened concerning the life of Hannah. You know, she did not run to different people. She did not run to, you know, because people had failed her. Penina was always laughing at her. Different things were happening. But she looked unto the Lord, and God helped her. She prayed. That's the point. That's the point. Regardless of, forget about all these other things I've mentioned. The most important thing is what? She prayed. She prayed to God, and God answered her. God did not just give her a male child. You know, God gave her a general, Samuel, a man who was always praying. There was a moment someone was saying, far be it from me that I cease to pray for you. Be He was a prayerful man. She raised a general, a man who was a prophet in Israel. But you know what? God blessed her beyond what she can ever think, ask, or imagine. In verse 21 of 1 Samuel chapter 2, the Bible says, "And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. She asked for 1. God blessed her with 5. Isn't that wonderful? That's what we are here today. To thank God for our praying mothers. To appreciate and to honor Him for women who are determined to pray until things happen. Where I was going to read, but because of time, I will skip that. But it is in Luke chapter 2, from verse 36 to 38. We see a prophetess as well there by the name Anna. The Bible says she did not depart from the temple, praying day and night. Though she was a widow, she was above already, I think, above 80. But this woman, she did not cease to pray. She had been widowed in a very tender age. But all the same, she did not give up on this God. She continued to pray. She became a spiritual mother in Israel. When she was praying, she did not just think about her own biological children, but she was thanking God for the whole nation. She became a mother to Israel. And the Bible says, she was a widow of about 84 years. That's 84 years. Which departed not from that temple, but served God with fastings and prayer, night and day. Can you imagine that? She did not look at her circumstances. Her focus was concerning Israel. That God who has spoken about the Redeemer who was going to come, Jesus Christ. Indeed, the Redeemer was going to come. Amen. And the testimony came during her time that Jesus was born. And everyone who was looking for the redemption of Israel, they knew that, yes, the light has come. Because the Savior is born. Hallelujah, hallelujah to His name. Amen. And finally, before I round up, I want us to look at people like Mary and Martha. You know, I was just thinking about it, that this month our theme is Wonder-Working Jesus. These women, Mary and Martha, there is something unique that they saw in Jesus. There is something so special that they saw in this man that they did not just leave him. They were there. There was even another time when one of the sisters was complaining that, oh, I'm the one who is doing all the cooking and this one is just sitting with you. And Jesus was reminding that, you know, she has chosen the right thing to come and hear of the word of the living God. But where am I going? I'm going to the book of John. John chapter 11. Where we see there in John chapter 11. We see the time when Lazarus died. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. In verse 4. When Jesus heard that, He said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all manner of sickness and diseases, and setting those who were captive free, for God was with Him. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says so. And it relates very well with our scripture for the month, Acts chapter 2 verse 21. We see that, yes, he was a man that was approved of God. And he demonstrated these things through the signs and wonders, miracles, different things they happened because God was with this man. But you know what? The women, Mary and Martha, they saw this in this man. And they said, yes, indeed, there is something unique, something special. And Jesus, when he was told that Lazarus has died, he said, you know what? This is not unto death. This kind of sickness is not unto death, but unto the glory of the Most High God. You know what? I love the spirit that these women had. In verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus in John chapter 11, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, oh hallelujah, even now, this woman believed that even though 4 days had happened, the man had died 4 days ago, but the woman believed that even now, whatsoever Jesus was going to ask God who sent him, hallelujah, it was going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, your brother shall live again. Amen. And in verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. And whosoever liveth and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? This woman said yes. She said, yes, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. We see the same words being spoken by the Apostle Peter in Matthew chapter 16:16, where he said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Peter, by Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed these things unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He said, you know what? He did not stop there. He said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you unlock on earth, it is unlocked in heaven. Whatsoever you lock on earth, it is locked in heaven. Those are the kind of things that God has given unto us. Whether a man, whether a woman. But I love these women. Coming back to this story of these women, they believed because they said, even now, you know what? Mother did not just stop there. She went and called her sister Mary. She went and called him. And you know what? When Mary came again, she said the same thing. That I know if he had been here, our brother was not going to die. Oh, hallelujah. I love this kind of faith. Hallelujah. Faith that can move mountains. That God has deposited in the life of our women. Faith that can move mountains. That is what God has put in the hearts of our women. And you know what? A man approved of God, who demonstrated miracles, signs, and wonders following, he showed forth. Hallelujah. Because he called forth with a loud voice, saying, Lazarus, come forth. Yes, and it happened. Lazarus was risen. The man who had died 4 days, oh, hallelujah. Wonder working Jesus. When mothers who have faith, when they believe and they know that God is able, when they look unto him and they say, yes, it is possible, it happens. Amen. We listen to the drama today concerning Naomi. There is something special that Ruth saw in this woman. Something special. That she did not desire to go back. Oh, hallelujah. Can someone read for me, please, Ruth chapter 3, verse 1, as we round up. There was a testimony concerning the life of Ruth. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. If you are there, please, can you read for me?
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said yes. unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee? Be well with thee.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, ma. There is a place in that very same place where there was a testimony that the whole city, they know that you are a virtuous woman.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you can see, please, if you can read for me. Hallelujah.
Okay, from verse 9.
Amen.
I hope it is.
Yes,
and he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for yes. thou art a near kinsman.
Hallelujah.
And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my
Amen.
Daughter.
Amen.
For thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning.
Amen.
Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich.
Yes.
Is that well?
Yes, my verse 11, please.
11. Yes. And now, my daughter, fear not.
Mm-hmm.
I will do to thee all that you require.
Hallelujah.
For all the city of my people
yes. doth
know that thou art a virtuous woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, ma. Thank you. Hallelujah. All the people in the city, they know. They know. You have demonstrated it. That you are a virtuous woman. It is something that you cannot demand from people. Hallelujah. You don't demand respect from people. Respect is demonstrated by what you do. That people will look and say, yes, indeed, this is a mother in Israel. Hallelujah. In the book of Judges, we see a woman by the name Deborah. This woman, she earned respect in Judges chapter 5, chapter 4. We see this story. That they even called her a woman in Israel. She was a judge during that time. That there was a king by the name Balak. This man, when Sisera or the Canaanites, when they attacked them, you know, the man said, no, 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 I'm not going to go unless you go with me. This woman was, God put so much, the spirit of the living was upon her. And they said, don't you know that God has already gone ahead of us? That the battle has been won already. Sisera is already dead. And you know what? Because this woman had that faith, had that determination. She did not demand respect from the king. But the king came to the judge. Though she was a woman, but the man had to say, you know what? Concerning this battle, I will not go alone unless I go with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just quickly read that. Amen. In verse Judges chapter 4, verse 8, and Barak said to her, If thou will go with me, then I will go. But if thou will not go with me, then I will not go. And then in verse 23, so God subdued on that day Jabin, king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And in Judges chapter 5, verse 7, the inhabitants of the village seized in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. The king reckoned that though she was a judge, this woman, but there was something special, something unique about her. And we want to thank God for mothers in our midst. Women who are determined to win. Women who see victory even in the midst of challenges. In the midst of things that are looking like there is no victory. Women who look with the eyes of God. We are looking of the Abigails of today. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, the Bible records again of a woman by the name Abigail. You see, when the servants of King David, when they went, he was the king in waiting anyway during that time, King David. When the servants went to ask for help, they had been helping this man throughout. He was a rich man, Naboth. And you know, when they asked for help, the man said, forget about it. I'm not going to give anything to you. And you know, when they returned back to the king in waiting, King David, and they explained to him what had happened, we see a situation that, you know, this woman, because of her wisdom, she arose to cover her family. And she stood before King David and said, my king, she spoke on behalf of her husband, Naboth. And David did not attack that family. So we are talking of women who are clothed with wisdom. Women who are clothed with strength. And we salute you today. Because you are here. Oh, others are saying me? Yes, you. Yeah. We are talking to you. We salute you today. We appreciate God. That's the reason why I said right from the beginning. Everything that was written in this word of God, it was written for our own learning. That we, through patience and comfort of the Holy Scriptures, we might have hope. You see, the Word of God is the Word of God. The Word of God is the Word of God. And I want to thank God for all the mothers who are here in 2 Samuel chapter 1, in verse 5. The Bible records of Lewis. The Bible records of Eunice. These were the grandmother or the mother of Timothy. And these women, they instilled faith in this man. Amen. the man called Timothy, the man that was working with the Apostle Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your mother, in your grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in you also. Wherefore I put in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. We want to thank God for praying mothers. We want to thank God for women who are full of faith. Apostle Paul saw these things in all these women. He saw that, yes, indeed, there was something that was instilled in the life of Timothy, right from her parents. And we want to bless God. All those prayers that you make every morning, all those prayers you make during the day, all those prayers you make at night, the sleepless nights that you spend, God will reward your labor of love. He is there for you. Hallelujah. Let's rise up even as we pray right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray to God that as we share this word, there is something that you touched. There is something that you can hearken unto. There is something that you can look to God for and say, yes, concerning this one, Lord, I receive it. Amen. Is it of a praying mother? Is it of a mother who is courageous and bold? Is it of a mother who is full of faith? There is something you picked. Begin to thank God for that right now. And all the fathers in the house, all the men in the house, begin to thank God for our mothers. Begin to thank God for our women. Appreciate God. Begin to appreciate God right now that, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory for the things you have done. Lord, we thank you for the demonstration of your love. The women that, Lord, you have given unto us among us, Lord, we look back in our lives and we say, yes, it can only be you and you alone. Lord, we appreciate you. We want to thank you even for our senior pastor in the house, our mother in the house, Pastor Dupe. My Lord, my God, we say we cannot count the things, oh God, you have allowed your servant to do in our lives. And every time we look back, all the things we can say from our mouth is, Father, we thank you for your life. My Lord, my God, we say, yes, Lord, we thank you. We just pray that, Lord, you continue to endure each and every woman among us, oh my Lord, with wisdom and strength. You will continue to encourage them, even, oh my Lord, when they feel like giving up. We pray, Lord, that, Lord, you will help to the praise and glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to thank you. I believe that these are things, oh God, you wanted me to share with your people. It might have looked a bit rushed because of time, but I believe and I know, Lord, that there is something you have, oh God, deposited in the hearts, oh God, of our mothers, of our women who are here. I just pray, Lord, that these are not just going to be mere words that have been uttered where it was just a story. That is my prayer right now this afternoon, Lord. Let not this just be, oh my Lord, a story. But Lord, help each and every one of us who have heard this word today, that, Lord, we will know that indeed everything that was written in your word, it was written for our own learning. That we, through patience and comfort of the Holy Scriptures, we will always have hope. Lord, we have mentioned concerning mothers or children, oh God, we have lost hope because of the past, of things that have happened, oh God, in the past. My Lord, my God, you say, you reminded us that weep not, for your labor will be rewarded. I just pray that, Lord, this will be, oh my Lord, the desire of every woman, that there is hope for tomorrow. There is hope, oh, for the future. Though it had been looking like, oh God, no one is looking for all the labor that they have gone through. My Lord, you said you will always remember. Yes. Nehemiah said, remember me for good, for the things I have done. Lord, we pray that you will remember our mothers. Amen. You will remember our women. Amen. For all the good things, oh God, that they have done to the praise and glory of your mighty name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.